First of all, in Brazos County, we do not have any reported cases of cyclospora that have been reported to our agency. And so the danger with this kind of parasite is that it can cause diarrhea in normal healthy people as well as immunocompromised patients, so a lot of diarrhea. Sometimes this is self-limiting and patients will get well on their own, but other patients are needing to be hospitalized for fluid rehydration or continued treatment. No one knows exactly how it's transmitted, although it's believed it's passed through the fecal-oral route, which is why the lettuce has been kind of suspected. A person can be infected with cyclospora as it passes in the stool, although like other foodborne parasites, cyclospora does not become infectious until days or sometimes even weeks after a bowel movement. So it's unlikely that you can get infection directly from an infected person, such as a restaurant worker who does not wash his or her hands adequately after using the toilet. Before 1996, sporadic cases of cyclospora infection were turned up in people only who really traveled to developing countries or those who had HIV or other conditions that caused them to be immunocompromised. However, since 1995, there have been food products such as lettuce, basil, raspberries that have been implicated in these kind of outbreaks in both, you know, here in the U.S. and in Canada. If somebody felt they were sick, you would go to your doctor. They would not do a blood draw like you normally think. They have to do a stool culture, and a laboratory gives you an answer based on a stool specimen. Again, usually most of these infections resolve on their own, but if somebody feels that they do need antibiotic treatment, you can use an antibiotic called Bactrim or Septra. And if you have a sulfa allergy, sometimes they can go on and use Cipro, but that's considered a second-line medication. And some lifestyle and home remedies that you could use, too, is to, one, just to control the dehydration from it and not to drink alcohol or caffeine products because they tend to dehydrate us more, just to drink water. And for small children, kind of avoid fruit juices or soda that can even make their diarrhea worse. If diarrhea continues more than a couple days and you feel that you need to go to your doctor, be trying to remember what you've eaten and where you've been, because those are questions that maybe your doctor is going to ask. They'll ask, you know, maybe, for instance, when did the illness begin? What are your signs and symptoms? Have you had diarrhea followed by constipation? That's kind of a sign of this organism. Have you had a fever? Those are things that we use when doctors are doing their investigation when the patient's actually in their office. And then follow-up questions the health department will ask when we call and try to find out the culprit. So if people could kind of be thinking back to kind of a food history of where they've been and what they've been eating.
Okay, so does it make you throw up like salmonella would, or is its key thing diarrhea followed by constipation?
No, its key thing is especially watery to sometimes explosive diarrhea. You can have bouts of on and off, like you can have bouts of diarrhea followed by constipation, and that's a result of the dehydration that occurs. There can be a loss of appetite, bloating, stomach cramps, some vomiting, and a light fever as your body responds with the inflammation process. It's not as known, vomiting is a secondary, it's really more the diarrhea that gets people ill and leads to their dehydration.
Okay, and one thing that confused me, the fact that it ends in, that it's called cyclospora, I had assumed it was a fungus, but then you called it a parasite, but it's treated with an antibiotic. So is it bacterial or is it?
No, it's a parasite. It's a protozoan infection. So it's a eukaryotic, meaning that it's much like us. It's a unicellular organism that has organelles like we do. So that's why these type of antibiotics that affect the DNA of the bacterium or the protozoa work, because this does have it's not like a virus where, you know, you wouldn't give an antibiotic.
Okay. All right. But really, people need to, if they feel like they might have this, they need to have a doctor check them out and not try to self-prescribe, correct?
Right. Yes. In other words, if you've had diarrhea that's lasting more than a day, or you've had it and you're feeling dehydrated, it's time whether you think it's this or not, to go to the doctor and kind of get to the bottom of what is, you know, what is causing this. Because dehydration over time just makes you feel bad, and it's so hot outside anyway. Mm. And it just makes you feel even worse. So not only do you have the infection, but you've got the secondary of dehydration that's also making you feel bad. So anytime somebody's got diarrhea for more than a day, and that can be why it's hard to diagnose, because there can be lots of illnesses that cause diarrhea.
Okay, and can you give us any tips on how to avoid getting it?
Well, I think it's always best to always, we have to, we're the health department, so we're going to say that washing your hands and using hand sanitizer, rinsing your lettuce and drying it before you use it, even if it is the bagged lettuce. And anytime you have a ready-to-eat food product, make sure it's rinsed and washed before you directly eat it. It's not wise just to pick up an apple and rub it on your shirt and start eating it. You know, and that's how my grandfather used to do things. Got to be careful about doing stuff like that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.